Morning, Audio Boo. So, Saturday in Hackney, it's an absolutely beautiful day. I woke up feeling really sort of like quite chirpy. I've had like an hour and a half of just grief from Poppy, who's got unlimited energy this morning, and just whatever I do, playing and sort of running about with her. She's just, it's gone crazy basically, so I might stick her in the crate in the back of the car and drive her out to Epping Forest and dig a big hole. No, not really. Let her run about and do what she loves doing, which is using her nose and eating strange bits of wood off the floor. I'm kind of like feeling strange today. I'm feeling sort of chirpy. I think my medication must be working. I'm sort of feeling chirpy, but not over chirpy. And yet there's something about in my mind that isn't happy. And I can't really put my finger on it. I just feel weird. And it's sort of cloudy thought. And I think it must just be because this my changed medication, which I've been on for a week now, is probably working. It's better than. I suppose, in theory, better than swinging from extreme highs to extreme lows to be like this. And it's, I think, the only thing, the reason I started booing really was just as I got swapped, was just as I was going to my psychiatrist's appointment and stuff. And I thought I'd use this as a diary. I was just thinking, I wonder if there's any, I hope there's going to be a way that I can download my booze because although it's nice that people are interested in care, it's for me that I'm doing this, the self-therapy booze, just to get things off my chest and stop, hopefully stop me ranting to friends about myself in real life, because it's boring. And I don't ever mean to do it, but they always ask me how I am, and it's always for me like how do I answer that question? I've short-circuited, and that's pretty much all I can say. I don't really know how I am at the moment. I'm taking each day as it comes. Total life change to, after 15 years in the same profession, suddenly not being able to do it anymore without having panic attacks and extreme sort of anxieties and all the rest of the things that came with it eventually. Yeah, so it's weird. It's like when you're 18 and you leave school and you've not really got the need to have a plan that's longer than a year away or a few years away. Or I mean, a lot of parents would disagree with that. But the reality of the matter is, you're real young. You've got loads of years to mould your life into whatever you want it to be. There's so many opportunities these days if you use your nous and you know where to go, who to speak to, what to learn. What the hell am I talking about? Where have I gone? Hold on, I'm gonna have to pause this. I've just gone off on a rant. Yeah, all right, okay, back on track. I've remembered. So what I'm saying is, when you're 18, when I was 18, life felt full of opportunities. And the weird thing for me now, 37 I am now, and the strange thing for me is that, you'd think mental breakdown at 37, was doing all right for himself in a stressful but decent job. That's it. That's not very good. That's kind of like, he's screwed. But the bizarre thing is, despite having sort of this sort of manic depression thing and recovering from agoraphobia at the minute, in my more either positive or level moments, I can see that actually it's sort of like a second chance to start again. And well, it is completely. It's got to be. There's no going back now. It's I know I can't do that for a living, I think. Well, no, I don't think. I mean, even my doctors are telling me it's impossible. yeah, that's a good and a bad thing, and it's a good thing in more ways than it's bad, because I found the job soul destroying. That's it.